We know Taco Bell's food is great. They've even got a whole new cantina menu with fresh new ingredients. Taco Bell is not just for late night anymore. With fresh new ingredients like slow roasted chicken, pico de gallo, purple cabbage, and new avocado verde salsa sauce. Taco Bell is a great destination for your midday fuel. They have amazing menu items like cantina chicken tacos, burritos, and quesadilla. I truly do love Taco Bell. I love a Crunchwrap Supreme. It is one of my favorite things to eat. Ooh, don't wait till it's late. Try the new cantina chicken menu now. Did you know that it's Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is highlighting some really cool AAIP-owned brands right now, like Carden, Kaja, Emilia George, and Hey Meave. Plus, you can help support college access and student success when you donate online or round up in-store to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander-owned brands at Macy's.com or in-store. Or me, Nicole Byer, tries to figure out how I'm still single, even though you could throw away all my shoes and I would say, guess what? I don't need any foot coverings. My guest today is a Grammy-winning singer, bassist, and producer. He was a judge on the long-running series American Idol for 13 whole years, and he's the current band leader for Fox's Name That Tune reboot. It's Randy Jackson!
Hi. Yo, I love that intro.
Oh, thank you.
I need to record that and play that every time I walk in the room.
You know, I like just keeping the energy up. I'm glad you like the intro, Randy. How are you?
Nicole, what's going down, man? I'm holding it down in this damn crazy COVID time on Earth in America, in LA here, holding it down.
Yeah, it feels truly wild. I just found out in Glendale, they have a mask ordinance in Glendale because Glendale's not a part of LA. It's its own thing.
Huh?
And they fine you if you don't wear a mask in Glendale.
Bless them. They're smart. Listen, I mean,
right?
They're so smart. Look, we were in Australia for almost 2 months filming Name That Tune for Fox.
Mm-hmm.
I had to go through 2 weeks of hardcore quarantine where you're in this hotel room with a very tiny balcony so you could see outside and smell outside. Mm-hmm. But you could not leave your room for 2 weeks. They had guards mm-hmm. outside your door and they would check you Oof. Every 2 days.
Dang.
They would call you every day, see if you got symptoms. It was crazy and I haven't seen anything like it. But when we got out,
uh-huh.
there was no COVID. So we could film with a 200-person live audience, no mask. We went to restaurants where people were full inside, where the table of 12, 14 people. It was so bizarre. But people there actually listen.
Yep. My friend lives in Australia in Sydney, and he was like, well, sometimes you'll wear a mask. Sometimes you won't. You just kind of wear it as like a precaution because the cleaners at the hotel might come in contact with it. So like, we're just trying to be respectful. And I was like, imagine. A whole country of people who are like, let's be respectful and we understand how this fucking thing happens.
Well, I think the government forces them because when they met our plane at the airport, mm-hmm. the guards, you go through, this is like nobody's doing nothing except what we say. It was crazy. But I hated it because I don't know that. I'm free. I live in America. But I tell you what. Getting out of there, not having to wear a mask, go to restaurants, to be around people. We had a live band. It was so bizarre that I'm like, look, the 2 weeks was worth it.
That's what I think. I mean, I do think our shutdown was like a little harsh and not explained well enough.
Right.
But like, it would be nice if we like buckled down for 2 weeks, 3 weeks. We like tried to really figure this out. And then we could just go back to normal. Like Australia, they're like spitting each other's mouths. I'm like, give me that. I want it. Wow.
I'm not sure I want anybody to spit in my mouth. Not strangers.
Spit in my mouth.
Okay, then. And we're off on the podcast. I love it. Nicole, man, I'm a fan of yours, yo.
Oh, thank you, Randy. And I liked watching you on American Idol. And one of my favorite things to say when I don't want to do something is, that's a not for me, dog. I say it all the time.
I appreciate you. I appreciate you upholding the truth out in these streets. Nicole, where are you from?
Me? I'm from New Jersey.
A Jersey girl.
Wait, where are you from? Are you from California?
No, I'm from the dirty, dirty, dirty South in Louisiana. Baton Rouge.
Really?
Yeah, man. The dirty don't get no dirtier.
I don't know very much about Louisiana except for like what people generally know, like Mardi Gras and, oh my God, what's the city I'm trying to, oh, New Orleans.
New Orleans, yeah.
I've been there. It's so nice and fun.
No, New Orleans is great. I mean, I tell people when they go there, forget the diets. They don't believe it's diets down here. You know, they go, boy, you got to eat where the food is good eating. So, you know, they don't trust condiments on the table. The chef's supposed to taste that food before you eat it. You know, you don't trust these chefs out there. They be looking at how the food looks. No, how does it taste? You know what I'm saying?
I agree with you. Yes. I went to a restaurant once where they served me a mustard creme brulee. And I was like, okay, why? Why would you do this to a person? I don't want to eat mustard creme brulee.
Yeah, that sounds
mustard
awful.
Mustard desserts sound, yeah, and it was bad. I tried it because it was a fancy, expensive restaurant, and I was like, well, maybe I'm the dummy. And then I, like, ate a bite, and I was like, no.
Yeah, people try too hard to do way too much. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Randy, how did you get into music? Tell me about your life.
My life. You know, I was this kid growing up in Louisiana, man, in the hood down there. My brother had a band. He used to rehearse in my mom's garage. And, you know, down in the lovable country South Hood, you know, any given weekend, a band would be rehearsing on their front porch, one of the local cover bands, and crowds gather around. The ice cream man's out there with the ice cream truck. I mean, this is like, this is that original country hood that, like, you know, people just having a good time, enjoying their life. And I just fell in love with music. I used to watch my brother's band rehearse. And then I started getting into music. I wanted to play bass. My brother plays drums. I started playing guitar. I started playing drums. I played saxophone for a while. And I just got the music bug. But I was in athletics for most of my younger life, playing, you know, football and track and baseball, basketball, all of that. But I love music, man. I love music. Hey, old school right there. OJ's in the house. Yeah, what? But yeah, I mean, that's how it all started for me. And I mean, you know, when you're young, you kind of get your grind on and you think, man, I guess if I'm good, one day somebody will pay attention and I can make it and do something with this and maybe make $4 or $5. So, you know, it's just for the love of it. You know, music's big in the South. It's big everywhere. Mm-hmm. But the South is huge.
So you were like already a successful musician before American Idol, but American Idol truly made you like a household name. How did that like feel?
Well, it was weird because I'd been in this rock band Journey. I toured with them, made records, videos, made a bunch of videos at Mariah Carey, whom I work with. Aretha, ton of people. I've done a ton of records. I was an A&R guy, Columbia Records, then at MCA for a long time. I was
producing. What's A&R mean?
Artists.
Help. I don't know about music. Oh, what's A&R?
A&R is, it's called Artists and Repertory, but mainly A&R is the heart of the record label. So an A&R guy finds, signs, develops, makes the records that the company then puts out with their marketing, promotion, publicity, distribution team. But the A&R person is the real heart and soul of it. It means like, I would see you somewhere and go like, you know what? I'm going to sign Nicole. I'm going to get Nicole on the record with Lil Baby and Ooh. Cardi and Drake.
Ooh, that's fun.
And then I'm going to hook up with this remix from Metallica.
Mm-hmm.
And people are going to be like, what the hell is this? But I would be like, you know, I'm going to put this out. I'm going to sell this. So they're really the heart and soul of the record industry.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I did that for a long time. So the funny thing about Idol is both Kyle and I were A&R people. I was at MCA at the time and he was at RCA. So what we did in our day job is exactly what American Idol was. It was our mm-hmm. responsibility to find, sign, develop new talent that could become would-be superstars. So it was interesting to become a household name, though, because, you know, I'm glad it happened to me later on in my life. So it didn't go to my head. So I went out there wilding out in these streets. You know what I'm saying, Nicole?
Of course I do. So were you married while, when American Idol premiered?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Had three kids, you know, married young kids, but, you know, happily doing my thing.
Are you still currently married?
I am not still currently married. I do have a girlfriend.
You do?
But no, I'm not currently married. Yeah, but I've been married twice.
Oh, you've been married twice. Ooh, yeah, double yeah. the fun.
Well, double the fun, she says. Okay. All right, then. Now, you know, I met her. I went to this restaurant to meet these people that were having this little gathering, someone's birthday, and met her there. And we just kind of hit it off a bit. And, of course, over the next couple of months, hit it off a little bit more. And here we are 2.5 years later.
Oh, see, that's nice. What a nice, simple story. I met them at a restaurant. We got along. Then it just blossomed from there.
Well, it doesn't always blossom, but don't you like to? It doesn't always blossom, but don't you feel like it's better to meet people in a casual setting, the grocery store, wherever.
The grocery store?
Yeah.
I've never met someone at the grocery store who was like, ooh, let's go somewhere else where the food's already prepared.
You mean you didn't meet somebody looking at the cucumbers in the aisle and going, oh,
no,
who are you?
I wish, because I'd be like, is this what you have? And then he'd be like, ew, I have to leave.
Yeah. Are you looking at the squash or are you looking at the potatoes? What does that mean? No, but you know what I'm saying. I mean, it's mm-hmm. just an interesting, casual setting's always better. I mean, who are you dating? Are you dating in the pandemic?
I am not dating in the pandemic because I've said it once, I've said it twice, I'll say it 100 times. I'm not dying over mediocre dick. I cannot do that.
Speak on it.
I just haven't seen a fat person who's gotten COVID and then was like, it was fine for me. I feel better. So I'm staying inside because she wants me. Like, she wants me. She wants in me. She's like, that's a fat in here. I'll linger and then not go away. So I don't want it.
No. Listen, it's probably the safest thing in the world not to, because it's crazy out there.
Yeah.
I mean, did you do online though before?
Before I was doing online, I'm still doing online. Like, I will talk to people, and I floated the idea of meeting someone, like, in a park, wearing a mask, being 6 feet away, having them understand that, like, I need to trust you before we're maskless, and, like, kiss the moochin', because I'm not going to smooch somebody who is smooching other people and being stupid. It's like a whole thing where you have to trust somebody before that time. Do you know what I mean? Because I've only casual yeah. dated where, like, it's like a month or two or three before I'm like, oh, okay, I need this person. I need things from this person.
No, I could see that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't even know how it's going down. I mean, I hear about all the sites. I see mm-hmm. all the stuff. Like, it's not quite my vibe, man. I don't even know. Because I don't even, listen, uh-huh. you could tell me the truth. I don't even trust all these people's damn pictures. People be lying yeah. about these photos. Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, there's a whole TV show about it called Catfish.
I've
yet to be catfished. And I don't know. I don't think I will be. Maybe I will be. But then it would be a wonderful story from a podcast.
You could bring them on air. Why the hell did you catfish me, fool?
Yeah, I mean, it would be a captivating, compelling episode.
Do you know people that have been catfished?
I don't know anyone personally who's been catfished. I mean, I've gone out with people where there was one man, I think I've talked about him before, in his picture, he was like standing near a door and his hand was on the ceiling. And I was like, oh, he must be tall. And then when I met him, he was so little. And I was like, oh, it was a basement. The ceiling was dropped. And there's nothing wrong with the short king, but like, it would be nice if he had let me know. I don't know. Like, some dudes will put their heights up, and then I could have been like, it was just jarring to see him. And I was like, oh, you're so tiny.
I liked it. That's kind of funny. You should let me follow you in an unmarked white van. You have an IFB. I have one. I'm talking to you, telling this, telling that. I would have a blast doing this. This, I want to live vicariously through you.
I mean, I think we just pitched a very wonderful reality show. Nicole goes on dates and Randy Jackson's in her ear.
Right. That would be hilarious, man. Because, I mean, people lie so much.
Mm-hmm.
They want to make themselves seem very interesting, right?
Yeah, which is funny because you can make yourself seem interesting on the apps before you meet somebody. But the minute you meet somebody, they're going to absolutely know that you're not as interesting as you were pretending to be. You know what I mean?
Right. What is the one that all of the stars go on?
Oh, that is Raya.
Yeah, are you on Raya?
It took me 2 years, but they finally let me on Raya.
What do you mean, let you on?
So to get on Raya, you have to have either a recommendation from a friend, or you apply on your own and then you say someone you know who is on the app. It's, and then there's, I guess, like a coven of people who like are combing through the applications being like, are they cool? No, they're not cool. And then when I finally got on, I was like, oh, it's a bunch of white people and like Australian DJs. And I think they were right to not try to let me on. I
love the coven of people. That could be a part of the show too. There's a tribunal council of people to decide who goes on. Oh my God, man.
Yeah, we're doing it. Like, is Fox listening or like any other network? Hello, we have a show for you.
You know what we should do, Nicole? No, you know what we should do? I got it. We should start our own dating app.
Okay, what would we call it?
Baya.
Okay, direct dating competition to Raya.
Yeah, dating by you. Uh-huh, and we decide to let people on depending on how many potato chips they can eat. We just make it extremely random and completely silly. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. I like that.
I didn't know Raya had all these rules. I didn't know they had rules.
It sure does. There's another one. Maybe it's called The League, I think, or something.
The League.
One's also something like that. You have to like be a work professional. I think it's like a bunch of doctors and lawyers, and you have to like apply to that too. I don't know. I feel like some of these apps, they're like, we have to keep the pool, like a good pool of people, where it's like, I don't know. I'm all about like, I like diversity in my dating. I don't want to just date one type of person.
Yeah, I was saying maybe you should date Drake. Maybe you need one of those Australian DJs. I don't know.
I mean, I would date Drake. I don't know if Drake would have me. Truly, he's got so, like, just a buffet of people to date.
A buffet of people. That sounds funny.
Just so many. So, like a Chinese buffet. You know how they have, like, all that stuff? Oh, my God. Are buffets done? They're done.
I think they got to be done now, especially with COVID and all this disease. But listen, who is your dream date? Who is, like, what's the fantasy date for Nicole? I don't know if anybody's been on your podcast and asked you about this, but who is that?
I'll go into full detail. So I would like him to be, I'm like 5'7 or 5'6. I don't really know. So I'd like him to be like 6 foot. So when he hugs me, I can like put my little head on his shoulder. I'd like his head to be proportionate to his body. I would like for him to have.
Stop there for a second. Head proportionate to his body. Uh-huh. You mean you don't want somebody with a giant head and a tiny body?
I don't want a lollipop. No.
Oh my God.
I would like him to have all of his teeth.
All of his teeth, yes.
Yes. He doesn't have to have all his eyes. I don't mind if, you know, there was an accident.
Have all of his eyes.
I don't mind. That doesn't bother me.
You're cracking me up now. As long as he's got one eye.
Yeah, what? No, he doesn't even have to have one eye. I don't mind. I could date a blind man. That's fine. And then also, yeah. If it like happened in an accident, it's like, oh my God, you trust me enough to tell me about this time in your life. So like that would be a nice thing. I would like him to have broad shoulders.
Right.
He doesn't have to like be very fit. I could do chubby. I could do fat. I could do very fit. I don't really mind the body type, but I would like him to have big hands. I love big hands.
Right.
I would like him to have powerful thighs.
Powerful thighs. What does that got to do with the dating?
I just like power, like big thighs.
If you have big thighs, I'll date you. But if not, leave me alone.
Yeah, get out of here with your scrawny little legs. You miss leg day.
Oh my God, you're killing me here. I'm having a good time. Wow, I've never heard such distinct descriptions. Powerful thighs. What about elbows?
Okay, he can't have drelbows. Those are dry elbows. He's got to like be moisturizing. And then personality. I would like if he like kept up with his hair. That's not personality, but so he's hygiene. Like nice. He's funny. His fingernails are clean. He's like working the job that is his dream, as opposed to like a person who's like, oh, one day I'm gonna do this X, Y, and Z, and then never does it. He's got his own money. His mother loves him, but not in a way where she thinks I'm competition. She's like healthy and well adjusted. His dad is also very nice, and he's really excited to meet me.
Right, I like this. Well, this is quite the fantasy. This is like everything all together.
Yeah, well, you asked.
This is the perfect guy. Wow.
I think so.
Where do we find such a specimen?
Honestly, I do not know. I don't know. I've been asking people to hook me up with their friends, but then they're like, oh, they're single for a reason, or I don't have any single friends anymore.
That's true. That's true, though. Be careful of that. They're single for a reason. Be careful. Mm-hmm. That's true. Don't you think?
Yes. And maybe my dating would go better if I didn't sleep with people on the first date. So I just read this thing. Yes, Randy. You gotta figure out if you like it.
You're spilling all the tea now today, y'all. Wow. You gotta be more careful. Come on now.
I know. And then, okay, so I just saw this video. I think it was on Instagram, or maybe I read it somewhere. I don't remember. But it was this lady saying that men attach differently. So like men have to get to know you and like feel safe with you to form a bond. And then sex comes after that. But if you sleep with them too fast, they have no time to form a bond and they just form an opinion about you. And that's why it doesn't last. But then there's people who sleep with someone on the first date and it's fine. But the lady was like, yeah, I think it was an Instagram video. So take it with a grain of salt. But that's what she said.
No, but I could see that. I could see that. Because you want them to respect you and want them to feel like it's something real as opposed to just, you know, a hookup. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's if you want that. You know what I'm saying? If you're looking for a real relationship, you got to treat it as so.
Right now I'm looking for, as Mary J. Blige said, real love. I'm looking for the real love.
It's very bad.
I'm so sorry I sang at you, Randy. I'm a bad singer.
No, come on now. Bring it on. Bring it on.
I'm such a bad singer. Ooh, wait. Could you teach me? Do you think everyone can sing?
No. No. You know, that's that ridiculous thing that parents always tell kids. Mm-hmm. You know what, Johnny? You can become anything you want to become. Mm-hmm. No, Johnny can't. Johnny ain't got the talent. I mean, you can maybe fool some of the people some of the time, but you ain't gonna fool everybody. There's skillful people out here. You just sang one, Mary. Mary is unbelievable.
She's so good. I want to go to a Mary concert so bad. She like feels herself. And when she's dancing, like she's just like in the zone. I love her so much.
Yeah, we love Mary, man. That song, man, Real Love.
It's such a good song.
Man, that was good.
Who's your favorite singer of all time?
God, of all time, I don't know. It's hard to pick one because, I mean, you know, I've had the pleasure of working with a lot of them, the Mariahs, the Whitneys, the Celines, the Arethas, you know, the Boyz II Men, the Wanyes, Steve Perry from Journey. I mean, but Nat King Cole.
Oh, okay.
It's pretty unbelievable.
Yeah.
That old era of, you know, the way those guys sung and they pronounced every word and they lived on every word, you know, unforgettable. That whole, I love that era. You know what I'm saying?
When I was little, I used to listen to Unforgettable. And then Natalie King Cole, she did a duet with her dad. And
yes,
I just loved it so much. And I would just sing it in my room.
It's beautiful. It was a beautiful duo. No, but listen, at least you were feeling the emotion of it. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. It's a beautiful song. I mean, it's amazing. And he was so great. Wow.
Real quick, Randy, we have to take a break.
Oh, no. Okay.
Warning, things are about to get intense. Like when you stare into the eyes of someone that you really like for a full minute straight without blinking. Intense heat, lasting plump from the hot new Lifter Plump from Maybelline, New York. Formulated with chili pepper, Lifter Plump delivers a heated sensation for an instant lip plumping effect that lasts. Available in 8 sizzling shades. Honestly, my favorite is hot honey and cocoa zing. I put it on my lips and honestly, it did sizzle them. It sizzled them right to the moon. They were plump and juicy and everyone was like, Nicole, can I? And I'm like, get in line. Can you take the heat? Find your shade at Maybelline.com or a retailer near you. Amazon shoppers get 10% off Lifter Plump purchase with code 10PLUMP for a limited time. Okay. Hey, did you know 1 in 5 Americans have learn a new language on their bucket list? If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off the list with Babbel. Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste time on apps that don't really help you speak the language. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching so you're ready to practice what you've learned out in the real world. Babbel made it super easy for me to brush up on my Spanish before my vacation to Mexico. See how I said that? It's better and it sounds like I speak Spanish. It just makes traveling better so you can like order food, ask for directions, and flirt with the locals. Me encanta, muchacho. Without having to consult language apps while on vacation. Here's a special limited time deal for my listeners. Right now, get 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for my listeners at babbel.com/date me. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/date me. Spelled BABBEL.com/date me. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Stay connected this winter with this unbeatable deal from Breezeline. Get reliable, fiber-powered internet for just $19.99 per month with all-in pricing for 2 years. But that's not all. Your first month is on us. This deal gets better with a free modem and installation, along with free Wi-Fi your way whole home coverage. Safeguard your network from cyber threats and keep all your devices connected and secured with this amazing offer. Act now. Terms and conditions apply. Offer expires March 3rd, 2024. Learn more at Breezeline.com.
If a friend asks how you're doing, and you say,
I'm okay,
when the truth is,
I don't want my problems to burden anyone,
or you say,
hang it in there,
because
if I ask for help, they'll just think I'm weak,
then this is your sign to call, text, or chat 988 for free, confidential support, anytime. You don't have to hide how you feel.
And we're back. See, it was a quick break. Randy, have you ever been, you've never been on any of the dating apps, right?
Or no, have you? I can't.
Why can't you?
I don't know. You know, I like to see people for real. I like to do my own picking because, I mean, you know, I need to feel the vibe of the person.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just weird like that. You know, these apps are so, you know what I say when the app game first started like this? It's the perfect thing for somebody that wants to hide and run.
Mm.
You can lie. Oh, my God. Apps are way to lie to the world.
Mm-hmm.
People be putting up these old ass pictures of somebody else, fake accounts. And oh, man, I don't have the time and the patience. You know what I'm saying?
No, I feel you on that one. I feel like being lied to is maybe one of the worst things because then you're just like, oh, who do I trust? Who's right about this?
And if you're looking for love, you're just looking at pictures. Pictures mm-hmm. ain't love.
No.
And all the lies and all the stuff that they talk about, you got to admit something to me. Every time you meet them, you're looking to see if it's what they told me, right, or were they lying.
Well, I only really talk to people on the apps for like a week. If you don't ask me out after a week, then like I just delete the connection because I don't want to text for so long that I feel like I know anything about you. I just like right. want to go in with like, I know your name, I know what you do for work, and I know enough about you to like start a conversation. But right. it's when you text for like a month and then you meet this person, you're like, oh, well, you're not like lining up with what's in my head.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, you know, I just think it's so crazy, dude. Like to me, look, I know a lot of people have been successful, married, met the one, and I'm sure it's possible. Don't you think?
I think it's possible. I just don't know. I've like a lot of friends who've met people online, but I also have a lot of friends who've met their partners in person. I don't know what it's going to be for me. Maybe I'll meet someone in person. Maybe not. I don't know.
I think it's going to happen to you when you least expect it.
That's what people keep saying, but I'm always expecting it.
No,
everywhere I go, I'm like,
expecting.
Maybe you're going to be my husband.
No, stop expecting. Today is the first day of the rest of your life, Nicole.
Okay.
Stop expecting. Let the blessings come. Let it happen. Put it out of your head. Think about okay. the van with the IFB, the TV show that we're going to do. Put all that out of your head and then let it happen.
Okay. Randy, what's the worst date you've ever been on?
God, it was a while ago. Man, it was a long time ago. God, so many years ago. I was on this date with this girl and it wasn't going great. And I was trying to think during the whole time, how can I get out of here? How can I pay the check and leave her here? I mean, how can I just go to the bathroom, talk to the waiter, hand my card, do it, and just slip out? I don't want to know why this date's going to end. You know that awkward moment where somebody's going to hug or kiss? Mm-hmm. I don't want to know, but I don't even want to be involved in that situation. I just wanted to run. And, you know, like, it just, I couldn't believe I was on this date.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the only time it's happened to me because after that, I said, okay, no more. I got to know that I'm really interested to really be somewhere in a space with this person. Because, mm-hmm. man, you know, it was a blind date somebody set me up on too.
Oh, boy. Okay.
So I don't do blind dates no more.
But what made her so bad? Like, was it just like bad conversation? Was she rude? What was going on?
It's just the personalities didn't really jive together. And like,
mm-hmm.
it was a setup. And I don't usually like blind dates. And first thing I thought, whomever hooked this up doesn't know me. But this is not somebody. I mean, you can be friends with somebody, but not somebody I'd ever want to date. You know, just it was just not my vibe. But I said, let me go with it. Let me see what happens. Because I'd never done it. You know,
mm-hmm.
you want to try things. I'm sure you probably tried some things.
Oh, yes. Right? I love trying things. I'm very daring, adventurous. But yeah, I've done things where I'm like, oh, I'll never do that again.
But I mean, somebody set you up on a blind date. Have you been on a blind date?
No, not yet.
It's funny, you know, when we were shooting, I asked somebody this when we were shooting in that tune in Australia. I asked somebody, one of the guys in the band, I said, listen, you ever been on a blind date? He goes, no, I don't know. I don't know from that. So I think a lot of people are afraid of it, but he does the app thing. Isn't that kind of like a blind date though?
It is kind of like a blind date, but you can either, like, you could call them, you could FaceTime them. Like, you have more access than a blind date. Cause I think a blind date is just like, Nicole, I got this man for you. You're going to meet them at this restaurant. They have a brown hair. Good luck. Then you go to the restaurant. You're like, okay, everybody here's got brown hair. Who's alone? Okay, maybe this person. Hello, right. I'm Nicole. And they're like, I'm meeting Margaret. And you're like, not this one. I don't know. I feel like a blind date is like a journey.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Well, I guess you're right about that. It's a weird one, though. Mm-hmm. It's a weird journey. I mean, I don't know. But yeah. So, I mean, I think you're going to find it when you stop expecting and looking for.
Okay. Well, Randy, what's a good way to like hit on somebody? What's like a good flirting tip?
Man, I don't even know. Hey, how you doing? Yo, you know, I don't even know. I mean, I think just being natural and normal and not coming up with lines and all that stupidness.
Okay, I can get behind that. Just being natural, my natural self.
Yeah, be natural Nicole.
Okay, naturally Nicole.
Natural, effervescent, vibrant Nicole.
Okay, I can do that. Was dating harder after you'd been on television? Did you think that sometimes you'd go out with people who, like, expected something from you?
Of course it was, yeah. I mean, you know, you get all the people that, you know, what you're going to do for them or what can you do for them. You know what I mean? You don't get the genuine thing. I think it's hard to find genuineness anyway. You know, like, you know, I always say to people, what do you want? You know, my guy friends, you look just looking for a hookup or are you just trying to like really be in love with somebody? Because the love takes time, as Mariah Carey wrote. Great line in a song, love takes time.
I think it's true. Love does take time.
It is really, I mean, you know, and also you're setting up a benchmark for the kind of relationship you want. You're saying, look, I don't want this just to be a hookup. I'm trying to really be in love, loved up with somebody. You know, like, you know, they're trying to go after you. Nicole, how long was your longest relationship?
My longest relationship. Okay, so I had like a thing on and off for like 3 years, but I don't know if I'd call that a relationship because it was wholly unhealthy, but I've only really dated people for like 3 months at a time.
Wow. 3 years sounds like a while though.
Yeah, it was a long time, but it was truly like on and off. So like we'd be on for like a month or two and then off for like 4 months and then on for like 3 months and then off for 6 months. So collectively it was 3 years, but I would say in total, probably like 7 months, 8 months together.
Right. Okay. So that's the longest.
Mm-hmm.
But it was complicated.
Yeah, it was very, very complicated. I just hit a wall with people where, I don't know, maybe I'm sleeping with them too soon. And then they're like, I can't bond with her. I don't know.
Stop doing it too soon.
I know, but I get so horny, Randy Jackson.
You are hilarious. Oh, my God.
Are you still friends with Simon?
Yeah, no. We're all good friends. Me and Ryan, Paula. Talked to Paula a couple of weeks ago. She's on The Masked Dancer. Also on Wednesday nights on Fox. You know, our show follows her show. And
I watched an episode. It's very fun.
Yeah, it's a fun show, right? It's a funny show.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing people dance with these costumes on.
No, your show.
Oh, Name That Tune is hilarious.
Yes.
we have a blast on it. We have a blast on it. You know, Jane and I just cracking people up. You know what I mean? We're cracking ourselves up most of the time.
Yeah, I love her. Did you guys shoot in Australia because of COVID? You guys were like, it's easier to just have an audience?
Well, if we wanted an audience and a live band. And on a game show, you got to kind of be close to the contestants.
Yeah.
So it was the right thing for us to do. It's the only way we could do it. We're in Australia almost 2 months, but it worked out.
Mm-hmm.
Really worked out. I'm happy we did that, actually.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like the smartest thing to do.
Yeah, I mean, look, I mean, what else are you going to do? I mean, productions are getting shut down here left and right.
Mm-hmm. What do you think the greatest love song of all time is?
Well, the only song that pops into my head is Greatest Love of All, which is really one, but it was meant sort of as that Black national anthem too, but it's just, you know, I like that line, find your strength in love.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a great line. That's probably one of the greatest ones.
I think I agree with you.
Or we said it earlier, Unforgettable.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you are.
Unforgettable.
I like the face you made right there. Yeah. Y'all don't know Nicole's making faces when she's getting that line. Yeah, get it, girl. Get it.
You got to do a face if you know that the sound is not going to be good.
No, get it. That's how you get the sound right, to make that face.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So I know a little bit about singing.
Yeah, man.
Okay, Randy. So some advice you've given me is to be myself, be natural in conversations. What's another two pieces of advice that you can give me?
Wait, at least, what was that movie? The Steve Harvey movie about the 90-day rule. Think like a man.
Yes, think like a man. I think it might be. Yeah, 90 days. I think that's what it is.
Read that book twice.
Okay. All right. I'm going to order it from Barnes & Noble as soon as we get off. I'm going to think like a man.
You know, I'm just saying, you know, because you want it to be quality.
Mm-hmm.
You ready for your close-up, Nicole? I can see you.
I can feel
it in your spirit. Go out there and get it, girl. Make it yours, man.
Okay, thank you. Well, Randy, we've come to the end. I usually ask all my guests this. Would you date me?
Of course.
Thank you, Randy.
Of course. Come on, Nicole. You know how we do.
Tell everyone what time Name That Tune comes on.
Name That Tune on Fox Wednesday nights, 8 Central, 9 on the West Coast, or the Left Coast, as I like to say.
So yeah, tune into that. It's very fun. I like it. Also, if you like this episode of Why Won't You Date Me, you can like it, you can rate it, you can subscribe. And if you hit on me saying something dirty, I will read it on air. So this person said, I had to write a nasty DM. I want to fuck you like one big sexy Oreo. You'll be the cookie and I'll be the white cream in the middle. Lick me up first and then I'll dunk you in white liquid. Okay, that works for me. I could be an Oreo.
I think he's lying. He's a liar.
All right. Thank you, Randy. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks, love.
That's it for Why Won't You Date Me with me, Nicole Byer. Why Won't You Date Me is produced and engineered by, the sweetest woman I know, Marissa Melnick. It is executive produced by other wonderful people, Adam Sachs, Joanna Solotaroff, and Jeff Ross. Thanks for listening. I love you. Thank you so much. We'll be seeing you next Friday with a brand new episode. What a treat. What a dream.
This has been a Team Coco production.
Ready for an amazing deal? Breezeline's fiber-powered internet starting at $19.99 per month offers the reliability you deserve and security you can trust. Whether you're streaming, gaming, or working from home, we've got all your needs covered with speeds up to 1 gig and our 2-year price lock guarantee. This deal gets even better with 2 free months of internet, free equipment, and free Wi-Fi your way to protect against cyber threats. Act now. Terms and conditions apply. Offer expires July 8th, 2024. Learn more at breezeline.com.
Ashley's Memorial Day mattress sale is going on now. Save big on select adjustable mattress sets, up to $1,200 on Beautyrest Black, up to $800 on Purple, and up to $500 on Tempur-Pedic. Plus, get 72-month special financing with select in-store mattress purchases made with your Ashley Advantage Synchrony credit card between May 14th and June 3rd. Visit your local Ashley store or ashley.com for better sleep and savings. Only at Ashley. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. No minimum purchase required. See store for details.